You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 242, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. I'm with you today sharing some Bible verses that really stood out for me this week. And one of the things that I'll often do is use some of the words and insights and testimonies that some of my guests have shared this week. And it's uncanny. I mean, it's amazing how the Lord and the Holy Spirit works, in that sometimes the conversations that I'm having with my guests relate very specifically to some of the Bible verses that I've studied this week, and even has come up on various apps that I use. And you might have heard me share before that some of my favorite go-to apps are Jesus Calling. I love that one. Have been reading that for quite some time. I also love Proverbs 31.org. Their First Five app is fantastic. And then there's some couple of books that I might read from time to time as well. And sometimes I dive into all of those if the time will, in my mornings, will allow me. And when each of those ones are talking about similar verses or similar themes, then the Lord really has my attention. I know that something really powerful is going on. But have you ever been in a situation where you've been trying to work on maybe achieving a goal or changing a habit that you really wanted to change because you knew this habit was not supporting you and it was keeping you stuck? And one of my guests, and I won't share who, it's coming up soon, was talking about how she went through an incredible transformation and lost an amazing amount of weight. And she really had to change the way that she was approaching food and identify some of the things, you know, her unhelpful beliefs, things that she'd picked up as a child that she had heard her parents say and other significant family members around her that didn't support her. Anyway, she was able to, with the help of the Lord and the Holy Spirit, change that slowly yet progressively, and an amazing success story. But that's coming up in another show. But what I wanted to pick up on about that show is that often when we do try and change something, a habit, we're wanting to achieve a particular goal, and we know that the steps, the actions that we take, which really are the habits, isn't it? There's actions that we take, and those actions we take are made through a decision that we've made and, you know, an intention, and that's often really centered by our values and our beliefs. Our values and our beliefs impact our thoughts and our feelings. Our feelings and our thoughts impact our behavior, our actions, and our behavior and actions impact our outcome. So if we go to changing just a habit, an action, we can have results, can't we? However, those results can often be fleeting or not last very long, when all of a sudden we hit a trigger and we're right back into that negative habit again. And that's often what will happen. However, we realize that if we go back and we identify, why am I stuck? What is it that is really keeping me in the cycle, that as soon as something happens that triggers me, I go back to that habit that I just know is not supporting me? And that is because we haven't addressed that underlying emotions or something that really is driving that initial habit, which has often been developed over many, 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 many years, such as the example that I gave earlier about that guest that's coming up. She's talking about having put on so much weight and her emotional journey with food. That hasn't just happened overnight. It's happened over many, many, many years, where she's really embedded the beliefs that she couldn't lose weight and that it was really hard, and so on and so forth. Lots of different things going on there. Well, one of the things that has become really apparent to me over the last number of years is that often, even if we take things to prayer, we read about it, we dive into the Bible and pick out some verses that really are supportive, we can just repeat those, we can write them on our wall, we can remind ourselves of them daily. But there's one thing that we may still need to do that if we haven't, we're going to go right back to that negative habit that's going to keep us stuck. And you want to know what that is? It's confessing a sin to the Lord. And this has come about through a number of different conversations. As I said, this particular episode and the episodes that I share with you on Saturdays and Sundays, my Saturdays and Sundays, if you're in the US, you're a day behind, there's really thoughts and things that I've been journaling, and I really hope that they're helpful. And I really just pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give me that message that He knows is going to be relevant to you. And so this week was all about, are you struggling with something that no matter how hard you try, you've journaled it, you've tried all sorts of different techniques and things and to change the habits and setting goals and putting things on your to-do list, yet you know at any time that you are triggered and feeling uncomfortable, you go right back to that original thing that you're trying to change. It may be because there's something in your life that we need to bring before the Lord and ask for forgiveness. There's a couple of verses that I found through this week, through my prayer time and meditation time, that emphasizes how important it is. And when I think about the conversation that's coming up with my guest this week, where she talks about her journey of weight loss, she realized that there was a lot of things that she needed to bring before the Lord. Because unless we bring it to the Lord, He's not able to heal it. And I'm talking from a psychological, from a spiritual aspect, because that is still there. Often, you know, we carry that round in the depths of our soul. And that is where the enemy knows that he's going to trigger us, he's going to take us right back to, you know, where we feel helpless and hopeless. And we know that the Lord is able to heal that when we bring it up into Him in conversation and ask Him for His healing and bring it to Him in prayer and ask for forgiveness. So there's a couple of verses I want to share with you. And this first one is Proverbs 28 verse 13, where we're reminded, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. So often what we try and do is we try and hide our sins. We know that we can't hide anything from our Lord. He knows us. He knows every single deep thought before we're even going to think it, or our actions before we're ever going to do it. I mean, that's how amazing He is. So if we conceal that, we're not going to prosper, no matter how hard we work, no matter how many late nights, early mornings, steps that we implement. We're just not going to prosper if we don't confess that and renounce that. So sometimes we may feel ashamed that, you know, we've let the Lord down, and how can He possibly ever forgive us? But you know what? We serve and love and adore a loving God. And 1 John 1:9 says this: if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. What a promise. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. So if there is something that you've been trying to conceal because you're just too ashamed to bring that up, you think, I just can't talk about this with the Lord. Guess what? He's waiting. He's probably waiting for you to approach the throne in prayer and say, Lord, I know that I let you down, whatever the situation is. Lord God, can you forgive me? I'm just so sorry that I did this. And, you know, in Jesus' name and in His blood, we will be forgiven. So confess that sin. He is going to be faithful to you. And then the third verse that I want to share today, and this was one that I read today actually in one of my devotions, is this. Philippians 1 verse 6, being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Friend, we know we are sinners, and it's only through the grace, the love, and mercy of Jesus, that His sacrifice on the cross, His blood on the cross, that we can ever be saved. But guess what? What promises we have if we confess our sins. We say, Lord, I'm so sorry. Help me heal this. Give me the strength, the knowledge, and the courage to work through that. And then there's this instantaneous peace that will come about you. And that's another thing that was spoken about in a number of episodes this week. But we need to confess it first. You know, and sometimes there are things that happened in our past that we may not even be aware of. And in that instance, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal that for you or to you so that you can then go and talk about it and bring it before the Lord in prayer and say, Lord, this is an area that you really would like me to bring to you in prayer and ask for forgiveness, Lord, and confess it to him. And guess what? Once we do, he will forgive us. And as we have promised, he will continue the good work in us until the day that Christ returns. So my friend, maybe there is something that you've been struggling with, a situation and that cycle that every now and again that you think, oh, I've been able to work through that, and something happens and bang, you're right back to square one. Friend, maybe there is something that we need to confess, that you need to confess before the Lord. Do not be ashamed. He knows it anyway. Bring it forward in prayer. Ask for his forgiveness. Then ask for his support and being able to heal that so that you can continue to move forward, create new habits, to create strength that you can only find in and through him, knowing that you are forgiven, that your sins are as white as snow because you've confessed them.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by PodcastingWithPurpose.com. Stand out, be heard, influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist to get you started at www.PodcastingWithPurpose.com/mini-training. That's PodcastingWithPurpose.com/mini-training.